We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan. And a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. You know where, only at ShopRite. Quite a day yesterday, bro, for Noah Syndergaard, as he does something that has happened now only seven times in the history of Major League Baseball. He pitches a complete game, 1-0 shutout, and hits a home run as the only run of the game. I mean, only seven times in the history of baseball, and the first time since 1983 when Bob Welch did it, when he was playing for the Dodgers.
So what happened yesterday at Citi Field is rarer than a perfect game.
Yep.
Think about
rarer
how
than
special.
A cycle.
Rarer than a cycle. Much rarer than a cycle.
Yep. Yep.
But rarer than a perfect game, which has only happened, what are we at, 19, 20 times?
Something like that.
Somewhere in that range in the history of baseball. And I know I'm biased because the Mets won.
Well.
And if they would have lost in the exact opposite way, I'd be frustrated. I would be. But that is the kind of baseball I love yesterday.
Yep. Yep.
First of all, the game was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yep. On a beautiful day as well.
On a gorgeous day.
Summer type day.
You saw a 1-0 game. You saw the game move at a crisp pace, and you saw a dinosaur. You saw something extinct.
Yep. Yep.
You saw a pitcher go 9 innings. And I still am a sucker for a pitcher going 9 innings. My count now is at 2 in Major League Baseball. Germán Márquez and Noah Syndergaard. I don't know if I'm missing a third. I think there was a complete game, but not a complete game shutout. I think somebody on the Phillies did it about a week ago. But Zach Eflin, that was the guy. But it's so rare that it's now incredibly special when a pitcher goes 9 innings. And for Noah Syndergaard to do it, it was very important for him because of how lousy he's been over the last month, really this entire season. So for him, it was big. And just as a baseball fan, you got to admit this. Even if you hate the pitcher hitting, all right, you think it's dumb. Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that great?
That was tremendous.
Isn't that what baseball is all about?
Yep.
Give me that over 11-10 any day of the week.
Without a doubt. And, you know, the home run for Syndergaard, his second of the year, 4 home runs now already for Met pitchers this year. And 6 all-time now career-wise for Syndergaard, who's now just 1 away from tying Doc. And I'm not surprised it was Doc. I didn't think it would be, though. 7 home runs in his career, all-time Met record. Well, so he's only 1 away from that.
He better hurry. He better hurry, because pretty soon he won't be able to hit anymore.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about that for a while. It won't happen next year. So.
Hey, one thing that's it's so important, and I always give Adam Wainwright credit for this. I remember reading a story a few years ago that Adam Wainwright would take all the Cardinal pitchers into a room in spring training and say, hitting matters. It's a big deal. You want to win games? Help yourself out. And yesterday's a great example of it, because one of the biggest differences between Noah Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom over the last 48 hours is that Noah Syndergaard did it all by himself.
He did.
Jake, unfortunately, couldn't do it.
Yep.
When he hit the home run a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't in a 1-0 game.
Right.
The game against the Marlins.
That was the game he shut him out, though, for how many innings.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good in that game.
And he struck the world out.
Yes.
But it shows you that it's important for you to help yourself out, because the Met offense, and it's magic. Whenever they walk into that building, Citi Field, building, their offense goes completely limp.
No doubt. No, you're 100% right. And it really was limp. Now, I understand Cincinnati, and we talked about it yesterday, the Reds' pitching has been very good. They got the lowest ERA in the National League right now, right? 3.21, I think it is.
Yeah.
And they pitched terrific in this series. But even though the Mets lost two games, so did they. I guess the worst thought was Wheeler, who actually gave up four runs over six innings, although all the runs were in one inning. So you feel better about what's happened here in the Met rotation this week.
You feel better about the rotation overall. You're not happy with the homestand.
No.
I mean, you have a 10-game homestand.
5-5 is not good enough.
Yeah, I looked at it going in. Not that I thought they would do it, but my hope was go win 7 games.
Win
7 out of 10 because going on the road is difficult. They've got to go to Milwaukee and they've got to go to San Diego, and that's certainly not easy. So I think overall this was a very disappointing homestand. I think it is the complete opposite of what the Yankees and Mets had just accomplished. The Yankees finished their road trip on a bad note by losing two straight, but overall you got to be thrilled with what you got. They went 6-3.
Oh, of course.
Luckily, the Mets won the finale of this homestand, but overall 5-5 is not very good.
No, it's not good enough, and they just aren't as good a team as home for whatever
that's
reason.
That's got to change, though, man.
It has to change, of course, bro. Of course,
it does. For a team based on pitching, you would think that this ballpark would be advantageous to them,
right?
And it's just not. Now, I don't know if you and I are in the minority because we said it at the top that give me this kind of game any day of the week. It does feel like we are in the minority,
probably.
Most people prefer to see a lot of offense and a lot of home runs. But I just find these kinds of games, and I get it, the Mets won, I'm biased, but they lost a 1-0 game the day before.
Yeah.
And while I didn't like the ending, I'd still like to watch games like that.
Yeah.
And what also was kind of cool about the last 2 days, one Met win, one Red loss, 1-0 games on home runs. Well, think about the guys who hit the home runs. Noah Syndergaard, a pitcher, and Jose Iglesias, who is not a home run hitter.
Right.
Even in this day and age where everyone's a home run hitter.
No, you're right.
Jose Iglesias has what, 23 career home runs?
Syndergaard's probably more likely to hit a home run than Iglesias.
He feels that way.
Yeah, I think it's probably true.
So I think that added to the coolness, if you will, over the last 2 days. And I think what really topped it off for the Met fan was that Jesse Winker did not get the last laugh. The Met fans got the last laugh against Winker.
Well, he struck out 3 times yesterday, right?
Well, striking out, he got ejected on an 0-2 pitch.
Yep.
So
he
got credited with the strikeout,
right?
Even though he didn't get to complete the at bat.
Right. That's
but it was very poetic. And I have to admit something. All right. I will admit where I'm wrong. I got a tweet yesterday. I'll give the guy some credit from Derek. Derek Premont on Twitter. And he tweeted at me, "Isn't this better than drilling him?" Because what I said yesterday, I drilled Jesse Winker. Isn't this better? How do you know Noah Syndergaard has the same kind of performance if he drills him? But isn't this the way to shut up Jesse Winker? And you know what, Derek? You're right.
Yeah, of course.
This was better.
He is right. He is right.
I didn't expect it. I still, yesterday at this time, was more quote-unquote bloodthirsty, if you will.
Sure.
Not actual blood, but
you know what I mean. In that kind of a sense,
in a sports sense.
Yes.
I didn't want to hit him in the head or anything like that, but yeah, I did want that. But now knowing what we know, going back to 24 hours ago, knowing the result, yeah, I love it. Of course this is better. And it was great that Jesse Winker lost his mind on a pitch that may have been off the plate. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know anymore, Joe, with these umpires.
No,
maybe,
you don't.
Maybe not.
And I guess yesterday, actually, Robbie Cano was complaining about the umpires more than the Reds were.
Well, yeah.
He had a lot of things to say.
There were a lot of complaints from Marty Foster, put it that way.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of happiness. But what was funny is that Winker's losing his mind. And I'm listening to this game because this was an old school kind of day. Because the game started at 12, we were on the air for an hour. This was not a game I was going to DVR because we're watching the game.
Right.
So I listened to Wayne and Howie, who did a brilliant job. They do an excellent job.
Of course.
It was great. And Howie's describing how upset Winker is. And then you hear David Bell come out and shove Winker away. Now, I went back and watched it after the fact. But Winker's losing his mind. Howie's saying on the broadcast, boy, Winker can't really afford to get ejected. The Reds have no bench. What is he doing? And I think that's why Bell was so ticked off at him, saying, dude, what the hell are you doing? Acting like a fool.
Right,
the at-bat isn't even over yet.
Yep.
So Winker gets ejected. The crowd that's there that was mocking him all day, because like you mentioned, he didn't have the best day in the world. He went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, though the third strikeout was his, but not really.
Right.
But it was just so poetic. Like, you couldn't have written a better script that not only does he take an 0-4, but he gets ejected in the middle of his last at-bat, which allows fans to literally wave goodbye to him. It was perfect.
No, you're right.
So, yes, Derek, if you're listening, you're right. And for a caller who mentioned that yesterday, you're right. I was emotional yesterday in what I wanted them to do. Knowing what ended up happening, yes, this was 20 times better, and I couldn't have written a better script myself.
Yeah, no, look, I didn't want to hit him. I just wanted to send a little chin music message. But you know what? He didn't do it. Like you said, Winker had a bad day. The Mets won the game. Noah was brilliant. You know, you couldn't ask for more. You really couldn't.
It was great.
Yep.
And, you know, now that Winker is out of town and we can reflect, do I like the fact that he was taunting the Met fans? I wouldn't say I like it. But, yes, yesterday was fun. It turned out to be fun.
Yep,
and
yep.
Today is fun because Met fans continue to do a brilliant job taunting Winker. They're on his Instagram account, and they're sending a message with wave emojis. So they're really giving it back to this guy.
Right.
And that's cool. So it turned out to be a lot of fun. And maybe if the Cincinnati Reds can fulfill the expectations I have for them, the Mets and the Reds
playoffs?
Will see each other in October.
But they got to go to Cincinnati yet, too, right?
In September.
Is that when they go to Cincinnati? Until September?
That could be a big series.
It could be.
Depending on how these
could
two
be.
Teams do.
Could
I think the Reds are a talented team. And I heard Mike saying yesterday, and I get it because I think a lot of people would say this, the lineup isn't very good. And he's right. Right now the Red lineup's been
off. And Votto didn't play yesterday.
Votto didn't play, and you've got a lot of good players that are not off to good starts. Yasiel Puig's hitting 180. Peraza, I think, is a good player. He isn't hitting. Suarez is a good player. He's not hitting. Like, they're just not hitting. So there's no disputing that, yes, this is a bad lineup right now. I think this team is a lot better than the way they've played Cincinnati, especially offensively. I mean, Yasiel Puig, to me, is not a 180 hitter. He's better than that. Eugenio Suarez is a much better hitter than the way he's hitting. Certainly Joey Votto's a lot better.
Sure.
And you mentioned, he didn't play yesterday. So it's not like we saw him. I mean, right now, the guy I fear the most is Michael Lorenzen. What an athlete this guy is.
He is unbelievable.
How about the fact he pinch runs for Derek Dietrich, who's not a slow guy,
and steals second immediately.
This guy's incredible.
Yeah.
I so want a guy like Michael Lorenzen on my baseball team. A guy who can pinch hit, pinch run, pitch, and be a bouncer if he wanted. Because he's damn intimidating with those guns hanging out. He's an incredible athlete. But, the lineup isn't very good right now. But I think much like when the Yankees beat the San Francisco Giants, it doesn't matter. You just have to beat who's ahead of
you. That's it.
And so even if it's not a good lineup, then dominate.
Yeah.
Then that's what Noah Syndergaard did. And I hope he can build off it in San Diego. Just build off it and beat whoever is in front of you.
Yeah, well, now you got the road trip is what? Milwaukee, San Diego, what else?
Milwaukee, San Diego, and then they're back home for a very brief series.
Just Milwaukee, San Diego.
Yeah,
okay.
They come home for just three games against the powerful Miami Marlins, a team that every time they play, we're going to say they have to win every one of those games.
Yes.
And then they go to Washington and Miami. Mm. So
all right.
I think this stretch coming up, this six-game stretch, is tricky. The Padres have played well. We know how good the Brewers can be. Now they've got Jesus Aguilar waking up after a very tough start. So it's going to be a tough six-game trip, and you give me three wins, I take it. I think that's really what you have to ask for when you go on the road is just to survive it. Win a couple of games. And they've been a good road team. But what they need to start doing, if they want to win this division or make the playoffs, it's something you have said for years now. They have to win games at home.
They have to. And they've had trouble doing it. They really have, as we saw again so far this year. So they have to start winning at home 100%. But it was good seeing the good take is that this time through the rotation, really all five guys really pitch well, and you got to be happy about that.
Absolutely, because this is going to be the Mets are successful, the strength of the team.
And Matt's pitches tonight, right? Is Matt's tonight?
Steven Matt's on the mound tonight against Brandon Woodruff.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.